Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Joseph Cirillo, the co-founder of The Good Life Protection Insurance Blog and Digital Life Insurance Coach. Mr. Cirillo, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're certainly welcome, and thanks for your time today. So for starters, looking at good quality content, what are the ingredients of providing quality content?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, every piece of quality content tends to have the same ingredients. Now, you know, when I say ingredients, it's not like a structure. It's just attributes that your content should have in order for it to be quality work. For example, your content should be relevant to your audience. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're talking about a food blog, you know, your readers are going there because they want your recipes, they want your, you know, opinions on cooking strategies. You know, they may not want your opinion on the upcoming presidential election. So it's very important to give your audience what they want and be relevant. Another great attribute of quality content is it should have an eye-catching title. So we know from print history, you know, newspapers and magazines, that medium, that if you don't have a catchy headline, people are just going to gloss right over your content. They'll never read it. But today, not only do we need like an eye-grabbing headline, but we need a good image, we need a good video thumbnail if that's the mode of your content. So it's very important to design your headline with that in mind to grab the reader's attention. Now, this goes back to the relevance. So you don't want it to be clickbait. What will happen is if people use like eye-catching, like clickbaity headlines, and then you click onto the content and it has nothing to do with it, you know, you're just going to anger your reader and they will eventually catch on and, you know, they won't read your content anymore. So it's very important to stay on topic. It should have a purpose. So, you know, when I write content, it has a purpose. It's either to educate, to entertain, to solicit. And you should sprinkle these different purposes into your content. You know, you don't want to be constantly selling stuff to your audience. You want to be creating value, especially if it's free content. But you can, you know, sprinkle in some sales, some call to actions in there. You know, to go back to the food block, you know, example, you know, we could give them an educational recipe, right, blog. And then you may give them like an entertaining, like this is how I set up my Christmas dinner blog. And then you may want to do a follow-up to that. But hey, if you like our, you know, Christmas dinner blog and our cookie recipe, you know, buy our cookbook. And it's very important to strike a good balance there. So you're not overwhelming your reader with sales, but you're also giving them, you know, enjoyable content. And then, you know, finally, it needs to have a great user experience. You know, I'm a fan of professional wrestling, you know, been so with a kid since I've been a child, and I have, you know, some of my younger relatives and friends, you know, their children, you know, that watch it. So we like to talk about it, and, you know, they go on all these different sites, and they sent me one of these websites they look at, and the ads were just making it unbearably difficult to read, you know, on my mobile phone. And, you know, that's a website where, you know, if it's me, you know, I'm going to look for an alternative. Just because I can't view it without getting bombarded, you know, with ads, terrible user experience. You know, so it should be easily viewable on all modes and devices, so desktop, mobile, tablet, and it should be accurate and edited grammatically. So you want to make sure that it's easily readable as well. So those are, you know, my kind of core ingredients to creating quality content.
Excellent insight there in details. Really appreciate that to kick things off here today. Now, do I need to create content for every platform on social media, such as Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, et cetera?
Great question. So absolutely not. You want to be where your audience is. You can't be an expert on every platform. And what you don't want to do is you don't want to create like a kind of stock piece of content and then just blast it out on everywhere. You want to maximize your strengths. So So my strengths, for example, are long-form content, video, and audio. I'm not a great graphic designer. I don't create very good images, just not my cup of tea. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to either omit that from your content strategy, or you're going to want to outsource it, so hire somebody to do it, or partner with someone who's good at your weaknesses. And also be cognizant of where your audience is as well. My audience is mostly on Google in the search engines. So we don't have any Facebook presence at all, and that really hasn't hurt us. Facebook, you know, has kind of evolved over the years, and it's mostly a pay-to-play platform now. There's very little organic sharing, you know, for your business page that's going to reach, anybody in a meaningful way. You know, if you want to get in someone's feed, you have to pay for it. And, you know, we just made a conscious decision that, you know, we really wanted to focus on search engine optimization, and that's where we really went all in. So, no, you don't need to be everywhere.
Now, what are some tips on how to improve the readability or the viewability of one's content?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the important things is you want to speak to your audience, but not at them. So I was reading a blog. It was a finance blog, and the content was supposed to be to the customer, right? So it was a wealth management firm, and they were trying to write content for their clients. But they wrote the content like they were speaking to me as a fellow advisor. And the problem with that is that, you know, it's very easy to fall into this trap where we're using, you know, jargon from the industry. But if the client doesn't understand it, they're going to get bored and they're going to click out of your content right away. So it's very important to provide them the information that they need in a digestible format. Another thing you want to focus on is being authentic in your voice. You don't want to create like a character or, say things that you don't mean necessarily, because people will quickly pick up on that if you're not being authentic. And lack of authenticity will ruin even the best content, because, you know, it just turns the customer off, right? It loses all your credibility and trust they've built with your audience. So it's very important to be authentic. And, you know, finally, stay on topic. No fluff. A lot of times I see people try to stretch out their content because they just run out of stuff to write about on a certain topic. And that's a very, very big no-no. If you're adding fluff, that's not really relevant to what you're speaking to. And it could be subtle, right? It doesn't necessarily mean going off topic, but just stretching it out. Then it's just going to make for boring content, and your audience is going to, you know, see that, and they're not going to want to read it. So very important, be concise and stay on topic.
Awesome information so far today. We're joined by Mr. Joseph Cirillo, the co-founder of the Good Life Protection Insurance blog and digital life insurance coach, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Cirillo, what tools do you use to help create content? Share some of that with us, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I started with Google Analytics. If you have a Google account, it's going to come stock with that. And that'll tell you how your website is performing. So, you know, I can go on there and see all the metrics of how the traffic is viewing my different pages and things of that nature. And, you know, with that information, I could gather certain assumptions, right? So if I see people are not really clicking on certain websites or certain web pages that I'm creating, you know, why is that? Is it a title issue? Is it the content's not relevant to my audience? And I can begin to dissect, you know, problems with my content. Now, on the flip side, I could also, you know, determine, you know, what's working and then do more of that. So very important, I think, to start there. And again, it's a free tool that you're going to get just by having a Google account. So that's a great tool for content creation. Now, if you're struggling with, okay, well, what do I write? There's a website called Answer the Public, and you know, it's a great tool because you can type in a topic into this query bar, and it'll give you, you know, what people are searching about it. So if you're struggling on, well, what do I write about in my field? You know, you can go on there, type in Answer to the Public. It'll give you some suggestions, and you can assume that if, you know, a lot of people are typing this into search engines, then it's going to be relevant to your audience. And then finally, I use a program called Grammarly. So Grammarly is kind of like a spell check software that you pay for, but it's way beyond anything that your, you know, Microsoft Word or, you know, Google Documents is going to give you. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, we have to produce quality content. It needs to be grammatically correct. You need to use punctuation. And Grammarly is a great tool to speed up that editing process. So shaved a lot of time off my editing stage, you know, before I upload the content. So those are probably the three most common tools that I use.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your sharing some of that information with us as well. Now, what is the most important thing in content creation? Get into some of that if you would.
The most important thing when it comes to content creation is consistency. I find that people give up way too early. For example, with my life insurance blog, we were writing content consistently for about a year before we had someone go in and fulfill a quote, you know, to work on their policy. And that was a year of, you know, writing content consistently week in and week out. And that can be daunting, you know, for somebody who's in that stage, because you you wonder, okay, you know, is anybody reading this? Am I just wasting my time? So it's definitely a long game. You don't want to give up too early, and you want to constantly be trying to improve your content until you get to that point, you know, where people are actually viewing it meaningfully and, you know, interacting with your content as well. So very important. Be consistent and don't give up.
Mr. Cirillo, really has been good to have had you. A lot of great information on content and quality content, content creation. Really most helpful for the audience. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, so I'd say that the big difference between, you know, dreamers and visionaries is visionaries take massive action to achieve their goals. There's just so much to learn about content creation and your audience, and it's easy to procrastinate. So, you know, don't fall into that trap. Just start creating content. You know, if you don't know what to create, you know, document your experience to start. The rest will fall into place. You just don't want to fall into a situation where you're, you know, taking a month to pick out your business card because you just never go anywhere.
That is some really, really good stuff there to conclude today. Really great advice, and can't thank you enough for your time once again. If listeners wanted to get more details or to connect with you online, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if you want to check out our blog, you know, it's goodlifeprotection.com. And, you know, you could you know, reach out to me on LinkedIn, you know, on my LinkedIn profile. That's one of the best ways to contact me. Or you can get me on Twitter at tweetjpc, which is my handle.
And that sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Cirillo, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Excellent. Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Joseph Cirillo, the co-founder of the Good Life Protection Insurance Blog and Digital Life Insurance Coach. And for further details, simply visit goodlifeprotection.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.